家好，在此呢做一个小预告，开言英语表白季活动将在5月14日温情上线。活动期间购买开言年度会员100%都有好礼相赠。这次的礼品除了英文原版书和开言新的周边产品，还有 JBL 音箱、礼品卡等等。 And like I said, 100%都会有奖品，而且每一个购买课程的用户呢都会100%的得到奖品。赶快关注开言英语公众号留意活动。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你来到由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam. And Jenny, it's crazy how good you're looking lately.
是吗？就是你很生硬的要讲 crazy 的方法。
Well, you're on a bit of a diet, aren't you?
I'm on a crazy diet, speaking of crazy. 那今天呢我们就要跟大家说说在英文里面啊，除了 crazy 还有哪些词哪些说法可以来描述就这种很疯狂的，然后很中文我要怎么说呢，我想用中文表达，我脑子里冒出来就是英文，就是这种很 nuts 的事情。
That's the best part, is we have so many words, and actually a lot of them have to do withfoods.
对对对，其实就是这种很令人发指的。有的时候我们说 crazy, it could be good, right? Something can be, 就像你说的 oh, you're crazy good looking today.
嗯哼。
嗯，那我们今天就来看看不同的词，这个 crazy 什么时候是好，什么时候是坏啊，还有一些非常有意思的说法。OK, 那 let's get started. Why don't we just start with crazy?大家最熟悉的这个词，我们都知道它的意思啊。So if you say someone's crazy, 这个基本上是比较 negative 的。
Yes, exactly, exactly. But like you said before, sometimes we say things like, oh, it's a crazy beautiful day today. So we often use crazy as an adverb that describes an adjective. Crazy good, crazy expensive, crazy cold.
就是 very 的意思。
Right.
Extremely.
Extremely, yeah.
但当我们把 crazy 作为副词用的时候，就不需要把它变成 crazily 吗？
You could do something crazily, like she dances crazily. Maybe she eats crazily. But when we're talking about an adverb that modifies an adjective, that's when we're saying crazy good, crazy bad.
Okay, so just keep crazy.那我还要问问你刚刚说的，如果一个人很 crazy, 你觉得他是什么样的 crazy? 因为中文里面比如上海话有一个叫十三点，就那种也有点 crazy,
13 o'clock,
对，就是他想法很奇怪，然后可能就整天嘻嘻哈哈的那种，就是有点傻傻的，但他不是那种就有些人的 lifestyle 很 out of control 的那种 crazy, 你知道每天晚上出去玩啦，然后什么喝很多酒啊，抽很多烟，他不是那种 crazy.
Right, yeah, I mean in English there's all kinds of crazy. It can be just like your one friend that's really like a party animal and it's really fun, or it can be the crazy person on the street going, you know,
Oh, 然后就是 crazy 也可以当一个名词用吗? Like, there are a lot of crazies.
He's a crazy, yeah.
是吧?
That is 100% negative.
好,那接下来我们来看其他的词。Which one do you want to pick?
Well, let's get to some of the more formal ones out of the way first.
好。
Insane.
Oh, this is I-N-S-A-N-E.
Yes, exactly. It is the opposite of sane.
Sane 就是正常的。
It's just you are, quote-unquote, normal.
Okay, insane is the opposite. 那它的意思和用法和 crazy 差不多吗？
Well, you wouldn't say it's insane beautiful. You might say it's insanely beautiful. But insane, this is a word that doctors used to use. They don't really use it anymore.
Oh, 就以前心理医生会。
Right, exactly. Now, I think lawyers would still use it. But the way that most people use it is just to say, like, that's insane.Or like traffic was insane.
就有点 I can't believe it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's so ridiculous.
Okay, ridiculous is another good one. 接下来的这个词很简单，我觉得大家也可以学起来，就是 mad.
Mad, yes.
Madman, 让我想到我非常喜欢的一个美剧。
So mad in English has two very different meanings. One of them is angry, but the other one, of course, is crazy.
Are
you mad?
但是 mad 和 crazy 和 insane 不太一样，就是它不太能作为副词去修饰一个形容词。
Right. And the other big difference is that in American English, we usually just say mad to mean like angry.
Oh.
So it's British English where mad means crazy.
Okay, 好。那我们刚刚看到这几个是比较 you said formal, 对吧？比较正式的。Mm-hmm. 但日常口语里也常用。接下来要看这一组词呢 just by looking at them, you know they're very informal, 很口语的。
Right, no doctor is going to say bananas, for example.
Well, maybe when the doctor wants to, you know, recommend you eat more bananas.
Right. But if you are actually bananas and you're talking to your doctor, they will probably say, oh, this person is insane.
好，所以 bananas 我们都知道就是香蕉嘛。
Mm-hmm.
但它还可以形容就是很 crazy 的一个人或者一个情况 situation.
That's right, but please don't ask me why, because I don't know. I just know that, again, like insane, we can say, traffic was bananas, or just, you know, she's driving me bananas.
She's driving you bananas.
Yeah.
就是他这个 driving 就是 making 的意思。
Making, right, exactly. In fact, all of these words that we're talking about right now, you can use driving with. You're driving me crazy. You're driving me insane. You're driving me mad.
Oh, 就是你实在是让我太忍受不了了，这样。
Right.
哎，你刚才说 don't ask you why bananas means crazy. 我其实知道哎。
Oh, yeah?
但我不知道我的这个 version 是不是对的 because there are many competing versions.
Sure.
Anyways, 这个故事这个来源就是猴子看到香蕉会 they go crazy, 他们就很激动。And then over time, bananas 就 develop 出来这种 crazy 的意思。
Makes sense. What about nuts?
I like nuts. Mm-hmm. You know, with my crazy diet, 因为 Jennifer Lopez 有一个 10-day no sugar challenge.
Mm-hmm.
然后这个 diet 就是 you know, you give up 7 things for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
No sugar. 然后除了这种什么饮料里啊甜品里的糖就碳水化合物中米饭啊面啊土豆啊都不能吃。然后还不能喝牛奶，不能吃 cheese， 不能吃酸奶，哦，连咖啡都不能喝。So it's driving me insane, and
yeah,
this diet is nuts.
It's nuts.
But I can eat nuts.
Oh, the irony, the delicious irony.
但是我可以吃坚果，当然不能是甜的坚果，所以我每天现在就早中晚都就很容易饿，就在吃坚果。Anyway, so nuts.坚果也有 crazy 的意思。
Yeah, exactly. We'll come back to, because go nuts has a different meaning, maybe we can come back to later, but just to keep these all together, there's another great word that comes from our animal friends.
Oh.
This is not a monkey, this is a bird, the cuckoo bird.
以前有一个电影, a classic Hollywood movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, exactly. So cuckoo, just, we often say cuckoo crazy, oh, he's cuckoo crazy.It just basically means cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Not all there.
布谷鸟嘛 cuckoo. 那个电影的中文名叫飞越疯人院。Cuckoo's Nest 就是疯人院嘛。疯人院英文怎么说啊?
Well, again, those words have changed in English over the years. I think it's safe to say mental institution. I think it's still safe to say that.
就是精神卫生中心这样对好那除了 cuckoo 以外还有一个很像的叫就听起来很像叫 cookie
I think it probably comes from cuckoo I'm guessing
okay 但 cuckoo 的拼法是 c-u-c-k-o-o 但 cookie 是 k-o-o-k-y
that's right but the sound is the same,
cuckoo How? Do we have any more?
Oh, there's so many more.
What?
Yeah, so I just mentioned mental institution, right? So we do also have mental. And you can drive someone mental. You can be mental.
就是 crazy.
It's crazy.
但我觉得 mental 这个词 it's interesting, 因为它是一个挺 formal 的词。
Mm-hmm.
你刚刚说 a mental institution.
Right.
心理卫生治疗中心，对吧？
Right.
然后我们说You know, mental health. 心理健康。但是当你在口语里说一个人很 mental 的时候 you're using this word in a very casual 口语way.
Right, exactly. He's mental, she's mental, my parents are mental, they will be mental. Actually, so again, I wanted to say before with nuts, there's another great word we can use here, which is just go mental. And that just means get angry.
Go mental 就是 I lost it.
Yeah, usually you're yelling at someone. Or, like when I was in school, my parents would go away for the weekend and I would have a big party. And then they would come home and go mental.
因为家里全弄乱了，是吧？
A little bit.
Okay, so with all of the above words, 就像 Adam 说的，我们都可以在前面加 drive, 或者 go, 是不是？
Go for most of them, yeah. For insane, mad, bananas, nuts. Those are the main ones.
Drive 和 go 的区别，比如说driving you crazy 和going crazy 的区别是
it's like you said before, it's someone is driving you crazy, or something is driving you crazy.
就是有一个人或者一个事情让你很、you know, nuts.
Right, exactly. Whereas,、as you just said, going insane, going mad, going bananas is the process.
The process, 而且你在想 I am going nuts.
Right, right, right.、Now maybe it's because of another person.
对 because they're driving
you nuts. They're driving you nuts, exactly.、
好那我们既然一直在说 nuts, 坚果这个你说什么 going nuts 有一个不一样的意思
Yes, so it could be like I'm going nuts, I'm going crazy. But a lot of times just in daily speech,、maybe for example,、let's say that Jenny and I have lunch after we finish recording. We know she's on a crazy diet.So she can't really eat anything. So I might look at her plate and say, oh, Jenny, are you going to eat that potato? Or do you mind if I eat that potato? Jenny can just say, go nuts.
Oh, 就是随便吃
go ahead, kind
okay,
of.
Okay, okay. Make yourself at home.
It's kind of like make yourself at home.
Be my guest.
It's very much like be my guest. And it's even more like another phrase, knock yourself out.
Oh, right.就吃到趴下在就 knock yourself out. 诶你讲到这个 nuts, 是不是 也可以说一个人很 nutty to like same meaning?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Nuts and nutty.
He's kind of nutty.、But that to me, that sounds more like a good kind of nutty. You know what I mean?、Like there's a very famous movie called The Nutty Professor.
对。
And you know, it's just he's funny and charming and goofy.
Eddie Murphy 穿着一个很胖的衣服发出
来的那个。Right. So he's nutty because he's...He's kind of a geek.、He's not crazy, like...
可爱的、最 crazy 的我们今天节目最后讲的这个词
Psycho.
这也是一个电影
Right.
是吧
Yeah, this is it's a really scary movie.
我到现在还不敢看
Oh yeah.
But it's got... Well, I've watched one scene.
The most important scene? Yeah, there's really only one scene.
去洗澡那个女生、然后浴帘就这个电影 Psycho 它意思就变态了
Right, yeah. So it's, I mean, you know, someone can be a psycho. We don't really say go psycho.、You probably could say drive someone psycho.、but usually we just say he is a psycho, she is a psycho.
或者就是前任 ex-boyfriend ex-girlfriend they're not psycho 但因为可能你们这个 breakup 很 ugly 所以你就觉得 psycho
I don't know I've got a few psycho ex-girlfriends
他们可能觉得你是一个 psycho ex-boyfriend
no I'm very sane
okay we started with crazy but we end with sane that's good 好今天的节目就到这儿 we hope you liked everything we've taught you and you learned something new 那如果大家对我们的节目有任何话题的建议呢也欢迎在今天节目的留言里告诉我们如何留言呢有两种方式一个是关注我们的微信公众号然后你可以接到推送当然可以在推文底下留言那还有一个很好的方式就是直接下载开言英语的 APP 因为里面有所有潘吉杰尼告诉你的节目然后你还可以免费试用到很多开言英语的付费课程以及那个也是我们会有主播会直接上去回复的留言版 OK 感谢大家的收听 We'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys